anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself.
Anarchism is not bombs, disorder, or chaos. It is not robbery and murder. It is not a war of each against all. Anarchists stand for anarchy, anti-capitalism, anti-racism, anti-authoritarianism, internationalism, autonomy, direct democracy, ecology, self-organization, solidarity, anti-fascism, anti-neoliberalism, anti-nationalism, atheism, equality, and freedom.
Tune in to Subversion 1312, the 4ZZZ Anarchy Show.
Tuesday from 9 till 10 p.m. on 102.1 FM or streaming 4ZZZFM.org.au.
How about trying this future on for size?
Hello, I'm from the Australian Government, where we take satire seriously. That's why we're here to warn you not to fall for satirical government ads like the ones by the Juice Media, which can easily happen if you're a big knob. Take a look.
If I saw this in my letterbox and I didn't look carefully at it, I'd probably think that's the coat of arms, but if I looked carefully at it, I'd realise it wasn't, so...
Clearly satire, as you said earlier.
It's only clearly satire if you study it.
He's right. You should be worried about people who impersonate the government. People like George Brandis, who, if you saw him in your letterbox and didn't look carefully, might seem like an attorney general who fights for free speech. But if you look carefully, is actually a bellend trying to ban satire and encryption to usher in a lulzless surveillance state. Or Pete, who looks like a harmless potato, but when you look carefully is committing human rights violations against genuine refugees on Manus and Nauru. Or Chris, who looks like an arrogant prat, and if you look carefully is an arrogant prat, who also makes deals with genuinely brutal terrorist regimes. And of course, Malcolm, who from a distance might seem like a leader, but when you look closely is actually a genuine stooge. Why else would he call for a postal survey instead of a vote in Parliament? Unless he was a parody of a genuine Prime Minister. Or blow $1 billion on another fucking coal mine instead of renewables. Unless he was impersonating someone who genuinely gives a shit about climate change. The answer, of course, is that we might look like a government that serves you, but if you look closely, our allegiance is actually to corporations, coal lobbies and raving nutbags. Fortunately for us, you're all too busy worrying about whether we're dual citizens instead of whether we're genuine sellouts and corporate ass puppets waging war on your rights, such as the right to satirise us, which you don't really have. Because while this might look like a genuine constitution, if you study it closely, it doesn't even include a fucking Bill of Rights. Authorised by the Department of Genuine Satire. Hello, I'm from the Australian Government, where we take satire seriously. That's why we're here to warn you not to fall for satirical government ads like the ones by the Juice Media, which can easily
Big knob. Playing again. That was funny, though. I was like listening to that.
We can hear that again. And so that was from the Juice Media, and we have another Juice Media clip, and it's on the internet. I guess we don't have it, but it's out there, and it's a roundup of the year and a suggestion of things to come. I saw Benedict Coyne, who's the president of Australian Lawyers for Human Rights, and he's the one that wrote a press release and was looking into this whole thing where the government was threatening the Juice Media because they have been doing their satire, and they had the satirical government department and the Australian government thought, oh, that's actually a bit too close. They've got aliens on the top of the animals, but that's Whoa. Very close to the real thing.
It is.
Close to a real kangaroo.
Very accurate.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a kangaroo head on top of a mannequin.
Who does?
In our house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty weird.
Yeah. My name's Linda. I'm here with Mark and Nathan.
Hi. Thanks for having us again.
No worries. Thank you. Thank you for coming in.
Well, you know, we got through Christmas and through New Year's, and here we are in 2018. The first Subversion 1312 for 2018.
Yes.
We should have a party.
We are having a party.
Yay.
Yes. So coming up on tonight's show, I made a package about the song that I said that I'd done the video for.
This is great.
Don't Forget Me, and it's by Ferhad Bandesh, who's on Manus Island. So it's an example of things that can be done when people work together.
All for the, you know, good mutual cause aid. Of, you know, getting messages out there, isn't it?
Yeah, and we've also got Bad Cop No Donut, coupled with some suggestions, 12 to be accurate, 12 suggestions on what to do instead of calling the police.
That's a lot of suggestions.
Yeah.
So I'd like to hear them.
There's many things to be done
instead of calling the police.
Yeah. Mark, what is our favourite thing?
What's our favourite thing?
What is our favourite thing?
Chickens?
Chicken salt?
Chicken salt.
Doesn't have chickens in it?
Or sometimes it
generally
might.
Doesn't. Yeah. That's what I found out tonight. But what is our favourite thing?
Raindrops on roses. Anarchy.
Yes.
Oh.
Our favourite thing is anarchy.
Yeah. And
favorite thing is anarchy.
That sounded like a video game.
And that is by
NHX.
NHX. And
where are they from?
Planet Earth.
Ah, cool. I love that place.
Yeah. It's all right. Yeah. I don't think there'll be life on it for much longer.
I know a few people from there.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah. You should introduce them to me sometime.
They have funny accents.
Oh, right. So we're going to hear now a little package I put together about an artist that I helped from Manus Island, who had written a song and was able to collaborate with me and some other people in Australia to get it out, made into a video clip, and we're going to hear the song first.
This is great.
که لحیرم و بوید آب نیتبان و دل زار من تبی وفا بید تبی وفا بید
Music is therapy, and this is being recognised more and more these days. If you're stuck on a remote Pacific island in hellish conditions, the outlet provided by music can really help you stay positive and fulfil some of your dreams amid dank oppression. A refugee who has been accomplishing much while indefinitely incarcerated is Behzad Bandesh, a Kurd who escaped from Iran's draconian Islamic regime only to have the lead boot of another crush him again. His art, poetry and music has broken through the chain wire fences of Australia's offshore detention regime and onto the walls and into the ears of Australians and anyone on the internet. The environmental beauty surrounding the detention centre on Manus Island, Papua New Guinea, was captured by Behzad as he recorded video to match with the vocals, skillfully mastered into a powerful song by Brett Hamlin. The stark contrast between Manus's environmental beauty and the pain and suffering inside the detention centre is heartbreaking. This song is also about heartbreak. Maybe the lover is Australia and the betrayal of a country which projects, or used to project, an image of compassion but is now even more cold-hearted than ever. Interwoven with the scenes of Manus are the rolling hills of Kurdistan, which Farhad left behind seeking safety and freedom in Australia. A Kurdish flag is seen in the film clip, a reminder of the defiance of the Kurdish people who continue to struggle despite the suffering they have endured, inflicted by so many. Farhad wrote this song and through connections in Australia met Brett, who made the backing track and produced the song. Wendy Joy Ford penned and sang the English vocals. I came on board to pull everything together into a music clip. All in all, the song came together through emails, social media, mobile phones, and snail mail. The song shows that music has no borders. We will keep up the struggle, and one day our world won't either. They can't stop us dreaming, they can't stop us writing, and they can't stop us singing. we just heard from Ferhad Bendesh and Flee From War, Our Rights. And before that, Don't Forget Me, another song by Ferhad. And he's been making those songs in collaboration with people in Australia.
And they're really good.
Yeah, while he's on the Manus Island.
He's doing well.
So, yeah, sort of some relief for him from what's happening over there, where they've got hostile locals and hostile guards, and they've also got facilities which aren't actually up to scratch. And I saw today that actually they have dirty water for washing, showering. What else do you do with water?
Well,
drinking.
Drink it.
And the food. The food is prepared with dirty water.
Dirty water.
Maybe not the drink. Maybe the drinking, like, because I think they ship in bottles of water.
Yeah.
Which is very wasteful. Yeah, but the food and for showering and for washing clothes.
So they must get sick. Hey.
Yeah, like one of the reasons why they might get sick. It's 25 minutes after 9 o'clock, and it is time for our weekly segment, almost weekly segment.
What is it?
What is our favorite weekly segment?
Well, is it Japanicky? I don't think so. We don't have any questions.
Yeah.
We don't have anything to do with that. Is it Bad Cop No Donut?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, turns out it is.
That's right.
Are we going to play the intro?
Yes, we...
Okay.
Yes, we are.
Because you spent ages on this intro, and it's the best one. You did so good.
Yeah,
it's
make it.
It's the best intro I've ever heard.
There was a... There was a program in America, a radio program in America called Bad Cop No Donut.
Yeah, so you stole it off them.
And I
repurposed it. Because radio is anarchy.
I repurposed it from there. And unfortunately, that show doesn't seem to happen anymore.
Ah.
Bad Cop No Donut. But if you look it up on the internet, you find their songs and other things.
They did songs
Bad Cop,
as well?
No Donut. Other bands have songs.
So how did you make the intro?
Well, I didn't make the intro.
Where'd you get it from?
Well, I edited it from the song that was used for the program Bad Cop No Donut.
This is it.
Donut. Bad, 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 bad.
Cop, 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 cop.
No, 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 no. Donut, 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 donut.
It's under law, and I rule.
Bad, 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 bad.
Cop, 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 cop.
No, 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 no. Donut, 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 donut.
It's under law, and I rule.
It's a bit of a long intro, but, you know, I don't mind a long intro.
32 seconds.
Yeah. All right, Nathan is our Bad Cop No Donut reporter. What do you have for us tonight?
So we got two stories today.
Yep.
And let's start with the first one.
Mm-hmm. So what happened?
There was a guy who was on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And the police were not happy about it. And yeah.
So this happened in 2015, didn't it?
Yeah.
And this 19-year-old guy died of a drug overdose, and there are charges against the police officers who attended the scene.
Yeah.
Because if they had done more, he would have survived.
So last week I did a bit of a mashup of police brutality videos and music, and that was actually one of the videos... Sorry, one of the pieces of audio that I played was the police officers at this guy's house.
Okay.
And the guy's passed out and they basically, like, just left him there and they're laughing.
That's horrible.
And like, ha 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 ha. And they're like, oh, what should we do? Oh, well, maybe he's just sleeping. And then, yeah, and then they just left.
So they've got recording of them saying that stuff.
That's
evidence, you know, and that's going to come up in this court case when they take it to court because, you know, they acted, you know, what it said, they acted inappropriately and incompetently in their care for the young man who was only 19. And he would have survived. There were paramedics there, but apparently no one did anything. So there you go. That was in 2015, and yeah, stuff's happening with it now. What was your other story, Nate?
There was a fire.
Yep. Where was the fire?
At a place, in a random place.
It was a police station. Yeah. Who did it?
Some guy.
Mm-hmm. A 19-year-old guy, wasn't it, in Port Lincoln? Yeah. So they've got a video of him pouring petrol on the police station and setting it on fire and then walking away. And this was on... When was this? Like, last night or something?
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
A few weeks ago?
Yeah. Well, oh, no, hang on.
It was at night time. And, so he's... They don't know why he did it either.
No, but he was caught because there were police.
And people were filming. Someone filmed him doing it.
Yeah, and then police happened to turn up.
At the police station.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Ironic.
Yeah. Police who allegedly indiscriminately sprayed bystanders with pepper spray in Darwin CBD... could face civil action for negligence or battery, a criminal lawyer says. On December 9... Stop laughing at my mistakes, Mark. On December 9... I was just doing a New Zealand accent. On December 9, police sprayed a large group of people standing outside Opium nightclub on Darwin's Mitchell Street to break up an argument, which witnesses say was not violent. Northern Territory Police says it received complaints about the use of capsicum spray, which would be assessed in conjunction with the police ombudsman. The Northern Territory Police Association says capsicum spray was a tactical option for officers, although they don't like having to use it. Association President Paul McHugh says it would take a serious incident for capsicum spray to be used, adding that the nightclub is on one of the Northern Territory's busiest streets. He is confident that the police officers acted appropriately.
Okay.
So there we go. Not enough opium for those people. That's what I got out of it.
All right.
They needed more opium after they got sprayed with pepper spray.
Yeah, that's not good that
from
they used that
outside the opium
capsicum
nightclub.
Spray.
Yeah.
It's not delicious.
No. So that's Bad Cop. No donut for this week. We're going to go to a song and then we'll come back and then hear the 12 things you can do.
Oh, yeah. This is what I'm most excited about tonight.
Yes. And actually, I've got a special song to play for you.
December 9.
Mark.
Okay. Go to CB Day.
Tales to tell.
I love a bit of Kylie.
It was just for you, Mike.
Thank you.
No worries. And there's a new genre that I've come up with, and it is a narco pop.
Oh, cool.
So
isn't not a thing already?
I had a quick look, and I think I invented a narco pop.
Yeah.
But I think you were the inspiration, so.
But, like, what are the other types of anarcho music? Like, anarcho punk? Like, that's traditionally what anarchy music is, isn't it?
Anarcho. I don't think it's called anarcho hip hop, but.
But that's a kind of thing as well.
Yeah. Rap. Anarcho classical.
Anarcho classical.
Anarcho folk. I guess that's like folk punk.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anarcho noise.
Anarcho pop, yeah. Let's make that a thing.
Anarcho
reggae. Country?
Anarcho country?
Yep, anarcho ska.
Anarcho ska.
Anarcho bossa nova.
Anarcho everything.
Anarcho house music.
Well, there's sort of no reason why we can't have anarcho anything can
anarcho
be turned
opera.
Anarcho opera, why not? We can do that. We just had Bad Cop No Donut. And following on from that,
we're going to talk about something similar.
So
that sounded scary.
12 things to do instead of calling the cops.
Yes. What are they? Number one.
Don't feel obligated to defend property, especially corporate property, corporate private property. Before confronting someone or contacting the police, ask yourself if anyone is being hurt or endangered by property theft or damage. If the answer is no, then let it be.
So if no one's getting hurt, just let it happen.
Mm. And there was sort of an incident today at my place. There was some people across the road who were acting as if maybe they were drunk or something and looked maybe a little... Well, they weren't normally... They weren't people that were normally... I keep a good eye out on my street.
Neighbourhood watch.
Yeah, from
this
my...
This one, she's good at it.
From my office.
Yeah.
And so these people, I was like, oh, yeah.
Did they... Yeah, did it seem like anyone was going to be hurt?
Well, that's where I went, oh, and then I questioned my stereotypes, like my reaction because of certain stereotypes, and so I thought, oh, well, you know, it's okay. And I was thinking, well, if someone else calls the cops or comes and says, like, should we call the cops? People are allowed to be in the street.
They are.
And... You know, like, they're not actually causing any trouble yet, so...
Was anyone going to get hurt? Maybe, maybe not.
Well...
You obviously didn't think they were in any kind of immediate danger, otherwise you might have done something about it.
Yeah, well, I was like, what if, you know, and then I was like, oh, well, what if they, like, hurt my car or, you know, what would I do? Because you always think of this, like, because I always advocate not calling the police and obviously all cops are bastards, bad cop, no donut, kind of anti-police. But then what if something happens where you might need the police?
This is the question I always ask, but and then...
The answers is that, well, that's actually what police are for. That's their job.
Yeah.
And if it comes down to it and there's nothing else you can do, like, I guess...
Then you do.
You've got to have them, like, this is their job. But what we are talking about is things to do instead of calling the cops.
Yeah, okay, so what's the next one?
So you've got to ask, can we do anything to avoid actually calling the cops?
Yeah, okay.
So number two, if something of yours is stolen and you need to file a report... For insurance or other purposes, consider going to the police station instead of bringing the cops into your community. You may inadvertently be putting someone in your neighbourhood at risk.
Mm-hmm.
I once did that. Someone drove into my car on the street and the cops said, just go the next day to the station. And so I did that, and then they said, oh, it's too late now, you can't do anything. So,
Well, that didn't work for you.
No.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
Number three, if you observe someone exhibiting behavior that seems odd to you, don't assume that they are publicly intoxicated. A traumatic brain injury or a similar medical episode may be occurring. Ask if they are okay, if they have a medical condition, and if they need assistance. So this happened to me in the car park of a mental hospital, that my friend was acting and pretending to be drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were joking around. He was pretending to be drunk. The manager came over and knocked on the window of the car, like once we got into the car, and he's like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you? Oh, some people said that you were drunk or you
were acting disorderly.
And he's like, and we were like, no, he was joking. He was acting.
So they did the right thing by asking if he was okay and not calling the police.
Yeah, I guess that's, yeah, that's the thing. So, number four, if you see someone pulled over with car trouble, stop and ask if they need help or if you can throw a brick. No, if you can call a tow truck for them. I read it wrongly. If you can call a tow truck for them. If the police are introduced to such a situation, they may give punitive and unnecessary tickets to people with car issues, target those without papers or worse.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't call the police if I saw someone broken down anyway. I'd help them and say, oh, do you have a phone? Can you ring RSEQ, blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't, like, call the police for that.
Yeah. Keep a contact list of community resources like suicide hotlines. When police are contacted to manage such situations, people with mental health are 16 times more likely to be killed by cops than those without mental health challenges. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, check your impulse to call the police on someone you believe looks or is acting suspicious. Is their race, gender, ethnicity, class, or housing situation influencing your choice? Such calls can be death sentences for many people. Kind of relates to what was happening earlier.
Yeah.
Seven, encourage teachers, co-workers, organizers to avoid inviting police into classrooms, workplaces, and public spaces. Instead, create a culture of taking care of each other and not unwittingly putting people in harm's way. If you're part of a group that's holding a rally or demonstration, don't get a permit or otherwise cooperate with the police. If your neighbour is having a party and the noise is bothering you, go over and talk to them or have a party yourself.
Or go and join the party.
Getting to know your neighbours with community events like monthly block parties is a good way to make asking them to quiet down a little less uncomfortable or to find another neighbour who is willing to do so. Nine, if you see someone peeing in public, just look away. Remember, for example, that many homeless people do not have a reliable access to bathrooms.
So true.
Number 10, hold and attend de-escalation, conflict resolutions, first aid, volunteer medic and self-defense workshops in your neighborhood, school, workplace or community organization. Number 11, street art is beautiful. Don't report graffiti other street artists.
Yeah. In other countries, they've got graffiti everywhere and it looks great.
Yeah. If you see work that includes fantastic or hate speech, paint over it yourself or with friends. That's a good idea. Yeah. Yeah. Just be careful. Some fascists apparently put razor blades behind the posters. Maybe it seems like a myth, but That's what the advice was when there was some hate posters
that
up.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, doing that, yeah.
Yeah, it should be illegal.
Yeah, but you should advise people.
To look out for the razors.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, one way of avoiding that, I guess, is you spray can just spray over it.
Yeah.
But it's a little more.
Just get some spray paint. Get it on there.
Yeah, maybe not carry it around all the time. Remember that police can escalate domestic violence situations. You can support friends and neighbours who are being victimised by abusers by offering them a place to stay, a ride to a safe location, or to watch their children utilise community resources like safe houses and hotlines. Yeah. So that came from sproutdistro.com, and it's called 12 Things to Do Instead of Calling the Cops. And that's exactly what we're on about, so we'll have to repeat that many times as we do Bad Cop, No Donut, because as well as pointing out where the police are wrong, we have to also talk about what alternatives there are to the calling the police. And the main thing is having strong communities.
Yeah.
We're going to hear now from Grand Theft, and it's a small town DJ's remix of Politics. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM, 15 minutes to 9 o'clock.
Politics. Jamaica and mash up true politics. The people them a suffer true politics. And nothing now she a true politics. Listen me now, listen me now.
So we don't see who we're killing, whose blood we're spilling, no. Just across the border, bricks and mortar, or to keep a mouth so we don't see who we're killing, whose blood we're spilling, no.
Echelon education, contamination, Illuminati program of man's manipulation, with rationale akin to a mass decapitation, for fast dissemination of fears to be embraced, when everyone's a terrorist hiding out in our basement, to let you and your family held in containment, and where the hell time go complacent, with a war with our door beaming more than just entertainment, why do we make so light of it, war. We're tired of it, don't know why so many buying, justifying or dying for it, war. We will not submit, what a pity when a brightest beam lighting up the city, gets the mainstream media dying full of shit, some contradict with a system, otherwise we constrict, refusing to let their backs be attacked by more snaps from a dollar, whipping off the grid, with my bricks building earth ships, counter the counterfeit, opening every eyelid, with everyone's a terrorist hiding out in the White House, and our world is in danger of being wiped out, with a war with our door beaming more than just entertainment, when just doing my thing, not a dream that came and went,
That's why there ain't no shame in maintaining our vigilance. When just doing nothing was a dream that came and
when
went.
When the diamonds on the factory floors, the blood on my hands is yours. Silent war of the horrors, you suicide from factory roofs. A computer you made hides the truth of lives displaced by industrial wastelands. Kilometers of slave shops, pop up for your iPod. Foxconn, Ingotech, Play God. 12 suicides, white collar prison of death. 200,000 working 60 hours, no rest. Live in prison, work in hell. HP, Nokia, Sony, Dell. Child never excels. To each other, Facebook, MySpace, Big Brother. What lurks under the cover of your smartphone? Remote control, mindless drone. Are you complicit by what you own? Tin, titanium, gold, tungsten. Minerals of conflict, inflict military back genocide on the other side of the border. Made to order home delivery, so we don't see who we're killing. Whose blood we're spilling now?
Just across the border, bricks and mortar. Or to keep a map so we don't see who we're killing. Whose blood we're spilling, no. Just across the border, bricks and mortar. Or to keep a map so we don't see who we're killing. Whose blood we're spilling, no. Just across the border, bricks and mortar. Or to keep a map so we don't see who we're killing. Whose blood we're spilling, no.
Hearing a song there from Combat Wombat, it's called Just Across the Border, from their album of the same name, which was released last year.
Ah.
And if you go to enoughisenough14.org, you'll see that Renee, who shared with us some interviews from Spain, is now in Greece. And they are at the going around various refugee camps in Greece. And if you go to that website, you'll be able to see interviews with them and text about what's going on there in Greece. And there was a call today because there was going to be a deportation of an Iranian man back to Turkey. But that hasn't happened yet. So, yeah, we'll see.
We'll
apparently
see how that pans out.
They send people back to Turkey and then they might be jailed for a year or more and then sent back to Iran.
Mm.
So it's kind of like boat turnbacks, where they turn back people in boats who are trying to reach Australia. Probably not as dangerous as that, though. Time for us to get out of here. Thanks for tuning in.
Check out Subversion 1312 online, autonomousactionradio.com. Facebook.com/subanarchyshow.
Cause that's as close as he's ever gonna get. Bobby just hasn't learned it yet. The times are changing, but he just forgets.
Anarchy_show on Twitter. And on the 4ZZZ website, 4ZZZFM.org.au.
I think that violence can be even applied to the natural environment, because we rely upon the natural environment for our survival. But inanimate objects, especially those that are man-made and are used to destroy life, I don't think you can be violent too. I think it's a lot of times more violent to allow them to exist.
We are the enemy.
In a world where there is no government, anarchy rules. This summer, get ready for the most action-packed podcast.
We continue fighting because we hate all authority and love freedom, which cannot be given but must be taken.
Such scenes as "This is not a dialogue, a crime called freedom, party's over," and many, many more.
For more text and audio material of interest to anarchists,
check out ResonanceAudioDistro.org.